Blog Talk Radio.
Bolo!
For the lateness, y'all already know what time it is, man. Shit, we gonna get into my 5:30. But yeah, you know, hanging out a little too fucking late and shit. And you know, oh shit. All right, here we go. I let that out, y'all. You know, motherfucker tired. Motherfucker is tired. Fuck it, though. I'm up. I preset the show last night. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm actually even on today. Because if I wouldn't have did that last night, hell, I wouldn't be talking right now. Show probably would have started about 12:30. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good. Show would have started. And, yeah, the sun smelled good in a bit. Somebody cooking some food around here. Boy, it smelled good in a motherfucker. And you know today Monday, man. Most times it's old blue ass Monday. You know what I'm saying? People don't want to do shit. You know what I'm saying? Just around, just trying to recover for the weekend. So yeah, I'll pump you up a little bit, man. We had a little talk over the weekend. The shit was kind of funny. And you know, if you log on, you can check out what the hell I'm be posting up, some links and shit. It's www.blogtalkradio.com. /smelly BTR. That's SMELLY BTR. Or you can call in and holler at your boy. Error code 347-237-5125. And yeah, go down like that. Y'all have to give me a minute. If you're on the line, if you're in the chat room, or trying to get in the chat room, just logging on. You know what I'm saying? So I have everything up, and running in just a second. Shouts out to my Australian co-host, Miss Tasha Triple X, over there in Aussie, holding it down. And yeah, today we talk about gay motherfucking rappers. Yeah, we all got fruit ass friends, you know, to each his own. But, you know, what I'm talking about is gay ass motherfucking rappers and niggas that and entertainers. A long time ago, you know, I heard Jaheim was gay, you know what I'm saying? I ain't proved it yet, but I heard that. But, it's been talked lately about, you know, a lot of niggas in the industry. Nah, it's some gay ass niggas. Like Lil Wayne, we already know that nigga gay, though. Nigga, pictures, nigga. We got pictures of you kissing another man. Nigga, it's about 400 songs made with that shit. You know what I'm saying? Kissing another man? Yeah, nigga, kissing another man, man. Kissing another man, y'all. We can't, yeah. And ain't your daddy, nigga. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? How much you want to call him, whatever, nigga. So, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I got, you know, me and my homeboy, we sat down. And, you know what I'm saying? Watched a couple of links and shit. Laugh like a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Cause some of the shit we seen a lot of 50 Cent shit. Well, I guess, you know, a lot of niggas hate 50, though. You know what I'm saying? That's a whole ass nigga with the snitching and shit. So, you know, you gay for that, nigga. Yeah, you a whole ass nigga for that. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, you know. He's still somehow doing his motherfucking thing, though. Ain't nobody stop him, so shit. The fuck? You know what I'm saying? 50? 50? Big old 50? Well, we call him down here Big Old 50. no, a bunch of big old 50s in the game. You know what I'm saying? Writing hard lyrics and shit. Y'all niggas really want to write about fucking each other in the ass and shit, but you know that shit won't sell. Whole ass nigga, man. But you know, hey. Yeah, I'm on now. You got the chat room popping up, and I'm finna drop some links in just a second, y'all. If y'all happen to be online, and yeah, you want to get involved in the show online and offline, man, that's how you do it. What the fuck is going on, man? Taking 30 minutes in the damn chat room to fucking load up and all that. It's me, bitches. Load up. All right, here we go. Alrighty then. The Smelly Radio is up in the building. Yeah. I wonder why I can't change my little image and shit. I tried to do that before. Change my little nickname and shit. And little motherfucker don't work. What kind of shit is that? Anyways, yeah, let me go search up this shit real quick. Let me find this for y'all. I got to find this for y'all. For y'all. Yeah, what we're looking up is some of this damn 50 Cent shit. Let me see gay rappers. Yeah, that's all you gotta do, y'all. Just look up gay rappers. We shall find them. And it is oh man, Gary one there. Probably hip hop for years. Who's the gay rapper? That's a book. Leading it to his controversial gay rapper Dead Lee, who made headlines in the of a collective group of rappers who are gay, wanted to expose our messages. The great gay rapper hoax. Gay rapper goes on record. Damn page I've been taking down. Alright, fascination with gay rapping. Ain't no motherfucking myth, I know that. Some of you motherfuckers. Fruitcakes. What the hell y'all niggas doing? Cat Williams said something about you motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? Shit. Gotta watch out when you motherfucking go to the motherfucking private parties and shit with you motherfuckers, man. Because, yeah. You some bitches will, yeah, you niggas got something fruity going on. So, yeah, you can't fuck around with this. Let's see what this say, really. Friday night in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, and Caution is chilling on the third floor of his parents' brownstone. He is totally street, baggy jeans, wristbands, fresh black Timberlands, a diamond stud in his left ear, and a baseball cap worn to the back at an angle with his name spray painted across the bill in graffiti bubble letters. Caution is a rapper, and he's getting ready to rhyme. But right now, he's flipping through Vogue. He did Kamora Lee Simmons' hair for her photo shoot, and he wants to see how it turned out. Caution can get fierce with some hair. I'm nasty with mine, he said. Oh, man. He calls himself the Weed King, an extension specialist. He's done hair. What the fuck is all? Okay. Yeah, B-Wo-Wo-Wo-Wo-Wo. 25-year-old openly gay rapper from the same neighborhood as Biggie Smalls, with flippy wrists, a gay twang, and a flow that is liquid and cool and ready for the big time. He wants to be hip-hop's homosexual Jackie Robinson. You got, like, fucked up, man. All right, gay people are perceived, man, please. You ain't opening up shit, homie. Y'all thinking that shit is correct? I'm sorry, man. Shit is not correct. You motherfuckers are just confused, man. Anyway, cause I got gay friends, you know what I'm saying? I got some homegirls that's motherfucking gay. And, hey, they do what the fuck they do. And shots out. Oh, okay. That's all good. My motherfucking co-host is up in this bitch, though. You know what I'm saying? Hey, love. Love you, girl. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, we up in this bitch doing what to do. All the way in Australia, y'all. We broadcasting live all the way over in Australia. Shots out to Perth. And, you know, shouts out to all my homegirls over there. Shouts out to, let's see, let me get some names right. Philippa, shouts out to Philippa, shouts out to, Eva, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, let me see who else over there. Let me get some names going here. Shouts out to Lena G. I ain't seen her in a minute, though. Where she at? Hanging out, wagging off somewhere and shit, but it's all good. Much love to her. Thank who else? Shit. Shouts out to, what the fuck his name was? Clayton? Yeah, shouts out to Clayton trying to come over here and hit and get him you want him a thick girl? They don't give a shit. Long as she's American, bloke. Some shit like that. I'm like, yeah, I got you, homie. Yeah, so, that's how it is, man. And then, I got some motherfucking YouTube videos too, y'all. Y'all want to see some funny shit? Yeah. But what you got to do, you have to log on, man. If you don't check this out, you know what I'm saying, you can log on. And, I'm going to let you hear it real quick. I ain't got the tracks. I want the damn tracks. All right. We finna listen to some funny shit, y'all. I'm finna just give y'all the audio version of it, you know what I'm saying? Get y'all a little snippet of it. And if you go to YouTube, you got to look at YouTube.com and look up gay rappers. And if you look up gay rappers, it will pull up, yeah, some very interesting stuff. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, he like the Indian women. Yeah, shouts out to Clayton. He like the Indian women. So y'all Indian women out there trying to get y'all green card or some shit like that. I'll have a dog, Clady. Gotcha. You know what I'm saying? You say tall, small, big, skinny, or whatever. Something like that. And all that supposed to go together, but it didn't. Fuck it. All right, y'all. So what we're doing now is watching the original video. This is on YouTube. This is the first video made. Now, this song now is real funny. And I don't know if, you know, I don't know these niggas. So, If you motherfuckers is fruity, hey, I'll find out when I meet you sons of bitches when I go to shake your hand any goddamn way. You know what I'm saying? But what they talking about, Lloyd Banks, 50 Cent, Chingy, Gucci Mane, Luda, DMX, Xzibit, Lil Boosie. Oh, man, this shit is hilarious, though, y'all. Yeah. And then we're going to see some other shit. Gay rappers, man. Yeah, they do have a video with goddamn Baby and Lil Wayne kissing. That shit's gay. You fuck. I ain't never kissed my motherfucking daddy on no goddamn lips. What kind of shit is that? Kiss no motherfucking man on his lips. Hey, that don't even sound right. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out motherfucking Candy D walking up off of this motherfucker, man. Yeah. Welcome to Record of Game Radio, a.k.a. Smelly Radio. Let me tweet my shit real quick, y'all. You know what I'm saying? If y'all want to follow, brother, too, I'm on Twitter. Hit me up, twitter.com/DJ Smells So Good. And, yeah, you can get your ass followed, and I'll follow your ass. Really, I don't be following shit. I go in that bitch, drop my show link so y'all can keep up with the show info. Because I don't want to hear motherfucking Shaq. I'm in the fucking, I'm about to get in the shower and wash my balls. Nigga, I don't want to hear that tweet. You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas can't enjoy your concerts because y'all at the goddamn concerts. Damn, this bitch got a big ass. Nigga, how'd you in line jamming at a fucking Jay-Z concert, texting at the same time? Damn, Jay-Z's jamming. Bitch, put it on motherfucking video. Who the hell want to see a tweet? How the hell I know what he doing? What's jamming? That shit killing me with this tweet shit, man. Y'all really killing me with the tweet shit, but you know, it's all good, man. Shouts out to one of Record of Game Radio's only exclusive females, and you know, going down real big, blessing the room. Shouts out to Just Last Night. I had to pull a Key Sweat because I was a punk ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? One of the ladies called last night, wanted her motherfucking birthday song and shit. It's my birthday, Keith. You know what I'm saying? Key Sweat toss up. Baby, I would sing to you, but my voice is hoarse right now, so you know, shut your ass up, nigga. You's a motherfucking R&B singer. Sing happy birthday, goddamn girl, man. Kind of shit is that, but you know. Yeah, shouts out to Just Last Night. Big ups to E, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Moore out there holding down, you know what I'm saying? What I'm finna play for y'all real quick, man, is this is called Gay Rappers. Yeah, man, we exposing some gay rappers in the industry, man. And if you niggas ain't gay, you know what I'm saying? I'm playing this shit. You niggas hear this shit. 50 Cent, Lil Wayne, Lil Changa, Gucci Mane, DMX, Xzibit, Boosie. You know what I'm saying? Lloyd Banks. Any of you niggas hear this shit? Right now, you need to call in this show and just defend yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because this is, the world is listening right now. The world is listening right now. Let's get it in, y'all.
Yeah, we fuck. Olivia's a man, so she's a dick sucker. okay? Well, fuck him. I'll fuck him in the ass. Fuck him. Lloyd Gray. She rocks one ass. See, I feel you, nigga. Roll out on my dick. Yeah, we did.
Shout out to gay ass niggas, man. You know what I'm saying? Now check it out, people. I don't like to, you know, I have fun with my show, but you know, I don't like to throw controversy and shit around. So yeah, it was some niggas from you know, it's an actual video that exposed the two niggas on there. You know what I'm saying? The niggas look, god damn. I mean, them niggas look like they living in the trailer park. So y'all niggas should have. I don't even know how y'all got that bitch on YouTube. Like, y'all niggas look like y'all ain't even got technology in y'all shit, nigga. I mean, damn. But, yeah, matter of fact, where that at? Where that at? It's got the real motherfuckers who did this shit, you know what I'm saying? They talking, you know, dude on there talking about he motherfucking can whatchamacallit, he spit too. He rap, man, what the hell? Everybody's a motherfucking rapper, man. Hey, you niggas, man, fuck you, dog. But it was a cool little video, though. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to them niggas for making that shit. That shit was funny. Yeah, shouts out to my homie Easy Rider. You know what I'm saying? It's just last night. You know what I'm saying? Representing you for Wrecking the Game Radio. And of course, it's Tasha Triple X. You know what I'm saying? You already know who she be. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, let me introduce you.
This is my Italian confidential secretary. Her name is Alotta. Alotta Vagina.
Come again?
Alotta Vagina.
I'm sorry, I'm just not getting it. It sounded like you said your name was a lot of, never mind.
One time, man, I got, I don't know if she gonna talk, but, I got a sexy lady on the line. I got Miss Just Last Night on the line, y'all. And,
Hey, Smelly.
I got to whisper something to her, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully ain't nobody around. So y'all close your ears, you know what I'm saying? Except for me.
Hope I'm not disturbing you, but I saw you from across the party, and I don't usually do this, but I felt compelled to tell you something. You have an absolutely breathtaking hiney. I mean, that thing is good.
I want to be friends with it.
Miss Just Last Night is in the building. How you doing, baby? What's happening?
I'm good, sweetie. How are you?
Are you calling in to expose a gay-ass rapper?
Yeah, I had to hear who the gay-ass rapper was. Was that...
Man,
that's
that was a collection of everybody, actually. You go to, you click on the link, that's the YouTube video. that features Lloyd Banks, 50 Cent, Chingy on the hook, Gucci Mane, Luda, little shit talking, DMX, Xzibit, and Lil Boosie. You know what I'm saying? All of them. And yeah, it's two dudes. It's one nigga that's doing all them fucking voices though.
That's,
you know what I'm
funny.
Saying? That shit was that. I was like, hell to the nah. So that's what sparked off, you know, the reasoning for the show today. You know what I'm saying? And trying to find out who was really gay rapper, because you did hear, like, back in the day when Jaheim came out. You know what I'm saying? Everybody started talking about he was gay.
Right. I heard that. What's my homeboy who had the predator braids and he cut it out? What's his name with that voice that scares you to death?
Oh, I'm talking. Are you talking about Amazing Frankie Beverly? Shit, the high pitched voice, nigga.
No, the rapping boy. What is his name? What's Red that rapping boy name? Who had dread?
Not Busta Rhymes.
Yeah, Busta Rhymes.
Busta
Rhymes. Gay.
Somebody did say that about Busta. I heard that too.
Yeah,
what?
Busta was. Say he liked them transvestites. So he flipped all the way.
Mm-hmm. Guess that's why you be singing them songs. Oh, oh hey, oh, hey, oh, hey. Looking for, that's his On The Way Looking For A Tranny song and shit. You know what I'm saying? Put my tranny music on. Let me put some DMX on. Erp, erp. Yeah, that's my nigga. Yeah. Erp, erp. Sing it, D. Yeah, I'll fuck you too. Sing it, nigga. Erp, erp. Oh, man. Oh, that's fucking crazy, man. They got another nigga. Matter of fact, that was back in the day when. But he never came out. See, this is the thing that kills me. Some niggas come out, some niggas don't. Tevin Campbell never came out and said he was gay. Even though, bitch, we seen your ass on that Round and Round video. Nigga, you was gayer than a bitch with that purple fucking outfit on. Ooh. Slim ass Barney and shit. Talking from Round and Round, I go. Round and
he was
Round.
Something
round.
Recently, too. And looking gay as hell. But he was a hot mess, too.
Man, no. Hold on, man. You know I got to look up some Usher now. I mean, not Usher. Let me see what fucks up. Tevin.
He was on one of them award
Shambles.
Shows lately. Tevin Shambles.
That nigga looked like.
TMZ called him soliciting, too. So he did get called up. So I'm sure they got a mugshot of his ass, too.
They call him who?
TMZ. You know that little gossip show that come on TV? They call him soliciting a man. He was trying to get him some. A little man whore.
Looks now. Okay, let's a man whore. Oh! Hell to the fuck no. Okay, look, people, y'all, and if your ass is not online, I'm sorry. You need to step into technology. God damn it, and get you some internet and check this shit out. I have it up to date, 2009. Yeah, y'all need to click that link. And that is motherfucking Tevin Campbell with his goddamn little gay-ass Filipino or whatever, Chinese, Vietnamese, some motherfucking Asian lover looking like Little Richard on crack. Nigga. Nigga. This is on MediaTakeOut.com where it says Tevin Campbell looks okay, we guess. Well, he doesn't look terrible. Please.
That's what
nigga,
he looked like when he was getting his thing on. Yes, indeed.
That nigga looked like a half a cancer
keeper.
Patient.
He looked like the Crypt Keeper, don't he? Skinny.
Man. He should be hanging around Paul Hogan. Shouts out to Crocodile Undies. That nigga looking like undies now, boy. Yeah, some dirty draws. Nigga, you look like some. His face look like some saggy draws. You know them draws where the elastic done wore out the band and shit, and the bitch is just hanging on by the crack of your ass. Yeah, that's what Paul Hogan face looked like. You know what I'm saying? Saggy. He needs some salt throwed on his face or something to shrivel it up, shrink it up. I don't know what the hell happened. But yeah, we on that. We on that, y'all. Y'all already see Tevin Campbell. If y'all want to go to. I can't even do that. I got to look now. Because, see, his MySpace should tell the same shit. And he logged in. No, he ain't logged in since April 23rd.
Mm-mm-mm.
And he still got Tell Me What You Want to Do on that bitch. God damn, that's an old-ass song.
Well, he ain't got no new shit.
You know, brown-eyed girl, always, bitch, that shit old. This is not.
He ain't got nothing new.
Oh, it's not Tevin Campbell, just a fan. Oh, my bad.
Tevin Campbell was singing, remember where, that Michael Jackson daddy, Jamie Foxx, did that award show. Tevin Campbell sang on that program.
What?
Yeah, that was like, what, last month or the month before, whatever Michael Jackson died. He sang at that singing ball because they had a tribute to the OJs or something, and he sang a song. And he still could sing, but, you know, sounded a little crackish, though.
Yeah, crackheadish. You must
right.
be hanging with Whitney and shit. You know what I'm saying? Girl, you working on that crackish, I'm off crack back album still? Yes, Tevi, you know I'm working on that, boy. Hold on. I look to you. God damn, Whitney. Somebody shoot that bitch in the throat. Chop her across her goddamn throat. Shit. I knew you. Damn. Hit her in the throat with some lemon.
You need to ask Natalie Cole how to recover your voice after a moment
hey,
of crack.
You feel me? Because, yeah.
Really
your album, Crack Comeback, is a little scratchy there, baby. Yeah. Look like somebody, kind of sound like somebody threw the CD on the ground a couple of times and it, you know. And it still play, though, but it still play. You know what I'm saying? Damn. 718, you got your mofo hand up in this mofo. You was off in the building. Welcome to Gay Rappers Monday. I hope you got a gay rapper to talk about.
Don't you be talking about my witness.
Oh, shit. That's what I'm talking about. Sweet. Now, listen, Sweet. Sweet,
Leave
you
her.
Was in the heart. You was in the heart of Fruityism now. You can't tell me some of them up north-ass niggas talking about this, that ain't motherfucking gay behind closed doors now. Cat Williams already exposed some of them now.
Oh, yeah. Well,
now, who did he expose? Because I missed it.
No, you know, he had the little, no, when he did his little stand-up comedy, he was talking about he went to the little private party.
Right,
I forgot
right.
who house that was. He walked in a couple of rooms and seen some shit he wasn't supposed to see.
You know that everybody's trying to get in the business. Hey, just last night. Good to
hey, sweet honey.
Sweet D, love everybody. Please pull out your wet naps. It's about to get sticky
it ain't
in here.
Sticky.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This is the new Sweet D Love.
What? Oh, I got a hang up, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't play that reform shit up here. I'm sorry.
Oh, she's still in there, you know, but she got some
other. She and it's just 12:45 p.m.
I'm on Australian time right now, so I thought she was coming in the morning. You know, it's 12:45 a.m. right now, so technically, you know, the lights is off.
But Miss Thompson's
right
on her way. Ain't she on her way to our part of the? I'm not gonna.
Yeah. Yeah, she's coming this
Never
way, y'all.
She
coming this way. Coming this way. Miss Sweet, have you heard the gay ass rumors?
I've heard some of them, but I plead the fifth.
But you have heard.
Yes.
About motherfuckers talking about ain't nobody it's been rescheduled. How the fuck you reschedule something you didn't even plan?
Who rescheduled something? Sweet. Miss Tasha said, hey, Sweet.
For the little host reunion November 5th through the 9th. This is all I'm saying.
Who rescheduled it?
No, there was a rumor in the air.
Yes, there was a rumor. Yes.
That it has been canceled and rescheduled. Whoever they opened their motherfucking mouth had no right to say that because they were not
I
the
was
planners
wondering who canceled
of that.
I wonder.
You know,
no.
But like I say, and like me and Goofy say, if it's only five motherfuckers there, then the five motherfuckers
five
gonna have a good
there.
Ass time,
right.
And then
that's
y'all gonna have
that.
To wait till next year because this is what we want to do. This shit annually, you
Absolutely.
Got to start it though. You have to do one yeah. to make it an annual start. It don't matter if it was only four people there, as long as y'all showed up, took some pictures, had a show while you down there, talked about the shit. made everybody feel like they wasn't shit because they ain't there. Because that's what I'm going to do, goddammit. When I have my show. Fucking right. Even if I'm in the hotel room and this rat's running under the bed, goddammit. Bitch, I'm in paradise right now. Y'all is missing it, goddammit. Shit. Hold on. Let me hit this mimosa. I don't even know what the fuck a mimosa is, but fuck it. Let me hit this,
the
bitch.
The mimosa is the champagne and orange juice.
Well, that's what I'm hitting because I can't afford the rest of this shit. Dang, fuck it. I'm in this bitch getting towed up.
Mimosa is expensive now. Don't play.
No.
Yes, it is.
No. Not when you got your MD-2020 in orange juice. See, that's...
Oh, that's right. That's your own
that's,
damn mimosa.
That's my mimosa. You know what I'm saying?
That's mimosa.
Yeah, I had to pump the champagne up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? The bubbly wasn't bubbling for me.
You needed that extra kick.
Hey,
It can definitely be thrown in the suitcase, you know.
Indeed.
And have a BTR punch.
Oh, hey.
There you go.
Hey. You know,
make it up as you go along.
I might have to hit, let me interject real quick because Miss Tasha going to cuss me out if I don't. She say, hey, Miss Sweet D, love.
Hey, Miss Tasha.
Had to see it all the way from Australia.
You know that, I'm not over there right now, but I was able to get into the chat room last week, Wednesday. I had a good time. I was on Goofy Bone. I was at
you still
Kennedy
getting fucked up on the chat room?
No, you know how they do me. They just let me.
Yeah,
in. You know, yeah, I don't know why. You know, I mean, like, I'm not even moaning right now. I'm just like,
That's why. Fuck it. She ain't moaning. 24/8.
Some damn moaning.
Shame on the 24/8. Fuck it. We don't want to hear. We don't want to hear.
So we talking about my man, Seven Campbell. Don't be talking about him.
Hey, ho, woo, Mr. Round and Round. Round and Round I go. We wonder what he was talking about. He was going round and round on. What kind of nigga swinging around on a pole? He was already pole dancing at 12 years old. What kind of shit is that? Ain't make one video where he got a female counterpart in that motherfucker. He did it. Where's that? It ain't on YouTube. All right, that's what I'm talking about. And then 2009 picture we see is with you and Gay Felipe or Chang Pang, whatever his name is.
Let me find it.
Look, I got the link for you. Okay. MediaTakeOut.com. Go to MediaTakeOut.com. And look. Hold on. Oh, that's you in the chat room. Okay, hold on.
MediaTakeOut.com.
Yeah. That's you in the chat room?
Well, if it's not me, I'm not in the chat room. Am I in there?
There's a guest in there.
Well, that can't be me now because I just. Wait a second. Yeah, that's probably me. Yeah.
Okay, because I just dropped the link so you can click on it.
Oh, but no, that's Candy D. Candy D. Who's Candy D?
Who the hell is that?
I don't know if she's on the bottom of your listeners.
Oh, Candy D, not you. Candy D was somebody else that came in earlier.
Yeah, she came in earlier.
Oh.
That's new people browsing through, see if they can handle the show, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I know.
See if they was getting talked about. She was probably like, that's me. I was probably gay ass rapper coming in and shit. Candy D and shit.
I got to go
check it. Don't Candy D sound like Sweet D? Candy.
No,
Sweet.
Baby,
no. Hear what I'm saying. Because Candy is sweet.
okay. Candy D. Yeah. I don't know, though. In that reference, he might be looking for something else, Sweet D. I'm sorry, girl. He might not be.
Girl or guy,
Candy D. I don't know.
I'm going to do like 009 and a half. I'm going to go find out who the hell Candy D
is.
Are you a girl or a guy?
Hey,
married Ekis.
What the hell is that?
The Ekis. I don't know. Things are great. How is it with you? Hello. Hi, I'm so glad you stopped by. $. Hope you came and found what you wanted.
Okay.
What was that?
Looking for Peter. Yeah.
I think she's paranormal because I'm looking at some of her friends and they're
paranormal.
Right.
Okay. Oh, she a girl.
Yeah, okay. It's a girl.
Yeah, I don't need the paranormal on my shit. I don't do all the Lysic readings. You know what I'm saying? I got a new segment where I'm going to be doing Lysic readings, though.
What's Lysic?
Yeah, Lysic, not psychic. God damn it, Lysic. All you lying ass psychics out there. Bitch, I'm giving Lysic readings, god damn it. Shit. I'm a motherfucking Lysic, god damn it. Fucking night. Hey. Calling me now. I just got to get my chick to open me up. You know what I'm saying? Calling me now.
I do the love readings. I ain't no psychic.
Hey.
You ain't doing the
Lysic
readings.
You're
doing the love readings.
Hey, you doing love readings. Hey, trip me out,
Lysic,
man.
I like that.
Lysic. Yeah, I'm going to have to call some of these motherfuckers. Y'all all got Lysic and shit. Man, whatever. Kill
that's
me. That's
enough media take.
MediaTakeOut.com.
Oh,
yeah. This is the most visited urban website in the world.
Really? Okay.
Got Monique. Boy, Monique looking good now. She representing for the thick girls, boy.
Yeah, she looking. Didn't her show start October 1st?
What? Shit. Monique can get
it
the business.
Come on today. Don't her show come on today?
What's today? October 5th.
I'm letting y'all know.
Come on today.
She can get the business.
Yeah,
ow.
It's coming on tonight at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
Well, Eastern
who's
time.
A pervert? Prominent judge. Prominent black judge accused of forcing.
What happened?
Hell to the nah.
What?
I got to come back to over there.
Hold on, y'all. I got to read this to you. You know, I knew that. I normally do the nutty news of the day coming up in like, you know, a couple of minutes. But, yeah, I got to read this to you. If you're still on MediaTakeOut.com. This says disgusting. And this dude looks so fucking funny, man. And it says pervert right across the front of it. Yeah. Prominent black judge accused of forcing men to do freaky stuff in exchange for lenient sentences. Yeah, you fit right here on motherfucking gay rappers. Gay judges all the same. Gay ass motherfucking. Let's see. Alabama Circuit Court Judge Herman Thomas was one of the most respected judges in the state of Alabama, but now he's got a scandal on his hands. Yep, they've learned that the creepy-looking dude was indicted on charges that he forced male inmates to have oral and anal sex with him in exchange for leniency. He's also been accused of bringing male inmates into his office and spanking them with a paddle.
Good boy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this pervert trial starts today. And, yeah, they'll let you know when it's over.
Well, you know they got, you know, I mean, judges are rappers, too.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, he said the nigga got on a Chris Brown bow tie. Ah!
His red and blue bow tie.
Ah, that's fucked up. That's fucked up. Nigga, if you go, you know that's a Masonic symbol, too, the little fucking wannabe bow tie.
That's a shame.
It's supposed to be. Now, if you representing, see, this is why I motherfucking talk to the dog. You ready to step in the square? Bitch, I've been in my square for years. Mm-hmm. I mean, because you circle-ass niggas that keep going round and round trying to find yourself. And this is prime examples. These niggas are like this, man. Bush, how the fuck? Mm-hmm. Bush, his whole damn family, they all in the Masonic Skull and Bone Order, which is all the same
absolutely.
Shit. You know what I'm saying? And to me, and let me put this out to y'all. Let me put this out because Obama part of the shit too. This is how what was our country built off of? This is getting off of the gate. No, this ain't even getting off because it was a gay ass motherfucker that built the country too. Mm-hmm. So when motherfuckers got kicked out of their country, who did they kick out? And who created the United States of America?
All the low lives.
Ding, check one. Okay. Yeah. You can name off okay all the lowlifes, murderers, rapists, killers, thieves, scammers, everything that you can think of. Okay, so how do you think that you can put intelligence in the face of just absolute dumbness? You can't. You cannot. You cannot have Obama running this country when it was built on a crate full of dumbasses.
You can't do it. You was telling this man that not fuck 4 years, fuck 8 years. He has to correct a 50-year problem.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Y'all downplaying like this shit like a bitch.
90 days was bullshit.
He has to go all the way.
90 days.
And make it seem like that he could do something in 100 days.
Man, he got to blow up the White House. He has to blow up the White House and rebuild that bitch on the same front lawn. And then start his new shit off in there like, bitch, this is new shit now. Because all that old shit, man, please, you still living in them old ways, man. It's, like I told my homeboy when he was just moving out of his apartment with him and his lady, you know what I'm saying? He wants to move out, and he going to stay back with his mama because the landlord pulled some shady shit and left him and the kids, like, assed out. You know what I'm saying? Him and his girl and his kids. And so what he had to do was move back with mom. So after he moved back with his moms, though, this motherfucker is trying to take, I mean, bullshit furniture that was in the place that he ain't even got no place to put. I said, man, listen, one thing you do not ever do is bring old shit into a new situation.
That's right. I know that.
Never do that. I don't give a shit, man. If you telling yourself that I can't fit none of this shit, then that means it don't need to fit. Leave that
That's
shit.
That's correct.
Right.
I say because that same card table that you talk about taking, it's the same card table that we all sat the fuck around, all of us, even this crooked-ass landlord, sat around, we played games. I said, you don't want to bring that memory back into your new place, not even to your mama place, but it's going to be in storage. So when you do get your own brand-new place, you're going to bring that shit there. You're going to want to sit down one day. You might even have a fucking flashback because, like, damn, this is the same table that crooked-ass nigga fucked us over, and I still got that bullshit up in this house.
Because it carries. See, what people don't understand is that everything has an energy to it.
Energy. It keeps the energy warm,
I'm
telling you.
And it stays there, you know what I mean? Like, when I leave a place and I've had, like, I'll use my bed, and I'm going to keep it light.
I take that bed.
I keep it light. Yeah, Matt, you bring that bed.
No, right. but if those memories that I have, like with someone, you know, were in that bed, I don't want that bed. I don't want that. I don't
know. Maybe that's why my cousin threw her bed away at 2:00 in the damn morning.
No, that's right.
She's calling me talking about I'm sleeping on the box springs. These bitches is hard. Well, guess what? It's wood, dumbass.
Why she just ain't flip the motherfucker over? Damn, both sides went
dirty. Get some Lysol.
Damn.
Get some Lysol. I said, don't ever be drinking and thinking at the same damn time.
All right.
Don't go
that,
together.
They don't
so
mix.
Funny. When you said drinking and thinking.
Them motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Them bitches don't mix.
I was drunk and I'm thinking, no.
Yeah.
I went downtown.
Like, huh? Don't sound right.
I went downtown last week and I had some Mai Tais, you know.
Oh, Lord.
On Saturday. And I was
what the hell is a Mai Tai?
The Mai Tais is the bomb drinks that we had in Texas, and I cannot find them here for shit. So
how you make
New York.
Stuff in it? I you know, I don't even know what is that in there,
Jess? Hey, just give me a bunch of shit in the glass. yeah, this is Mai Tai.
I think it was like some coconut rum, and he had a whole bunch of different liquors in there, but it wasn't shit like no damn Long Island iced tea.
This was so delicious.
It was so
delicious, and you don't have a headache after or anything.
No,
anyway,
you don't. But you be
there.
Right.
I left out of there, and two doors down was a store. So I'm walking. I'm feeling good. I go in the store, and they got some music playing salsa. So I begin to dance, and then the guy in the store begins to dance with me. And so now I said, hey, let me see them boots over there. Yeah, I'll take that right there. I go to the next store, and I see this dress, and I was like, oh, yeah, I like that dress. Yeah, no, I like that one over there, too. So, no, let me do the eeny, meeny, miny, mouth. I'm like, eeny, meeny, miny, mouth. I'll take that one right there. And then I got some stockings, the 4-pair stockings. The thing comes to like $52 for that. So when I get home, and it's not till last night that I want to try it on. I'm looking at dresses are extra large. The stockings are small.
I mean, you can't be drinking and shopping.
You can't drink and think.
Damn.
You didn't even say, what size is that damn dress? Well, let me see. Is this the baby?
Hell to no. I can. That's all I can say, D. Sweet, this is,
you know,
this is for you, baby.
You know, but I'm going to. I'm leaving. So silly.
Congratulations.
But I'm gonna go take it back today in a little bit. I'm gonna go.
Yeah, so they can all laugh at your drunk ass. That's right, ma'am. Ma'am, we knew you was coming back. You bought your little sister's dress. Yes, ma'am. We knew you was coming back.
No, I bought my little sister's stockings. I bought my auntie's dress.
Damn. Little.
Yeah, well, it's okay because it just gets me out the house anyway. Because my client, he passed away, Jess. Yeah.
Your client? What, you was a home care person?
No, I'm not a home care person. I am a holistic healer.
Oh, okay, a holistic healer.
Yes, and I have assignments. And I was assigned to this woman to make sure that she got where she was going. She was afraid to go home. The last thing that she said was like about 8 weeks ago, she said, I want to go home. And I knew my time had begun. And she said, but I'm scared. So I'm like, okay, now what am I going to do? Like, you know, I can't be, what's his name? We can't talk about him. But I began to take her down to the sanctuary, and because this is what I heard, because this is part of the assignment. Take her down to the sanctuary so she could get a peace. She then began, at that point, when the music would come on in the sanctuary, she would sleep so hard that her hand would go over the wheelchair. She never did that before. So I knew at that point that she had received her peace, so she let go. So from 7 weeks to October 2nd, she just slept with her hands, like always doing that, because she had let go. So I told her people, I said, she's ready to go, so y'all should prepare in every single way, because she's ready to go home. And she went on home October 2nd. It was a beautiful thing. I'm glad that assignment is done. Now I'm free to do whatever it is that I want to do, because until I get another assignment like that where I have to help somebody.
What was the lady's name?
Esther Christensen.
All right. Well,
oh,
hey, well, Lord, we like to first, you know, send out our praises and thank you for taking another one of your people's home and letting them live their longevity.
Yes.
And also for, you know, blessing another person to give them a lot more caring within them, and that sweet D love, you know, for teaching them life lessons and, you know, showing all of us that it's still beautiful people and caring people in this world. And may she find her peace on the other side. Amen from Wrecking the Game Radio.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Yeah.
Sweet amen.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a ordained Blog Talk Radio pastor.
No, I am too.
Like, I should be in service more often.
Every time I hear somebody say ordained, I'd be like, okay, so you've been to prison. Like, nigga, that's a cold word for I got my preachership in prison. Nigga, I don't want to hear that. Ordained. If that was the case, you could have went to Bible college online and got your certificate.
No, that's right.
You know what I'm saying? Come on now. I don't want to hear that. Any other time you say ordained at people, that's linked up to the big house, to the pokey. Yeah. You're already incriminating yourself.
Well, you know, on BTR, you got to have your churches on, you know, you have to have your churches. So,
yeah, your
churches,
yeah.
They're different over here, though. They're different on BTR. You know, you have your hood preachers, you have your rap preachers, you have,
Amen.
You know, you have your love preachers, you have, you know, I mean, they just flow through the gamma, you know, and, you know, people come for different reasons to hear different things and to help them, you know, on their journey, and it's a beautiful thing when you can stop by, you know, stop by DJ Snell, So Damn Good, or, you know, Miss T. Tasha T. Spot, or,
yeah,
you know,
and I'm a gay rapper,
or, you know.
Hey,
God.
Yeah, I ain't gonna hear nothing but from gay rappers coming from me, you know what I'm saying? They even got a picture that. Now, honestly, these little niggas is gay to me, too.
Ooh.
Soulja Boy and Bow Wow, you some little faggot-ass niggas. And I tell them to their motherfucking face. Man, please.
Maybe
them niggas
Bow Wow
look like hoes. I'm sorry, then. You look
like
hoes. If you look at this picture, they got a picture on YouTube where they and Soulja Boy just look extra fucking stupid. I mean, you niggas with y'all motherfucking boxes showing, and Bow Wow got 3 fucking pair of boxers on so he can have his goddamn pants sagging and shit. Nigga got XL boxers on, some Hanes your way.
Now, you know, he only wears size small, extra small.
Well, what the fuck ever? All these niggas look at extra mini and shit. You know what I'm saying?
He said, Hanes your way.
I like for Mike to be close to me at all times. You gay ass niggas, man, please. What kind of shit is that? You want to wear another nigga on you and shit. I want them Joe boxes. Nigga, I don't have Joe boxes. I have boxes. Yeah, they my name on them. Smelly boxes, goddamn it. Yeah. Smell, get them.
No,
you smell
right.
Me. Kind of shit is that? You going around wearing another nigga name. Back in the day, what we used to do on our boxes, bitch, we wrote our own name on them bitches.
No, that's right.
But that was one because, you know, nasty motherfuckers used to steal your boxes and shit. Don't ask me why. Ugh. But yeah.
Did they want to smell them?
Yeah. No. That's like my homeboy, DJ Party Time, his younger brother. Don't ask me. I understand this nigga been in and out of prison since, you know, just all his life. So he young, he same age as me, 31.
Mm-hmm.
But and I went to school with the dude.
Mm-hmm.
But I promise you, this nigga wearing other niggas' clothes, dirty shit. Like
yeah.
He'll go in the house, put on some dirty shoes, dirty and then that was one time the nigga say, "Man, I know you ain't got my goddamn boxes on." Ah, ah, ah,
what
the hell? Sorry, y'all. I had to step away from the phone. I had to step away from the phone. That ugh. That almost made me throw. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Okay, hold on. We got Young Jock, y'all. We got Young Jock in the building.
Hey, Young Jock.
Yeah, he wants to. He was threatened to expose a homosexual rapper in the rap community.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't happen. So what I have to do is give some commentary on Young Jock. Yeah, this is the ramifications, people. If you promise to tell something to the world and you don't do it, the world will react. Yeah, and I got to give y'all a world reaction.
It's all here.
Now, I'm not trying to spread no shit today, but Young Jock went on Twitter about he was going to out, expose, put somebody ass on blast. Some dude who sold millions of records. He was going to go on record and say that the dude is a homo. He love riding dick. He love flipping it and smacking it and licking it up and down. He was going to let everyone know on Twitter today, which is Tuesday. Tuesday get here. This motherfucker want to play games. He wants to go and say, I'm not ready to tell yet. But who do you think it is? Well, motherfucker, I think it's you. That's who I think it is. I think it's you. I think Young Jock's going to come out the closet and tell everyone that he the homo. He love riding dick. He love flipping it and slacking it and rubbing it up and down. I think it's you. Who else could it be? I ain't got time to play games with you. You supposed to come with the info. You playing games and shit. Since you started this roller coaster, I'm going to keep it going. Now, I told you, I'm not trying to start no shit today. Meet me at the gay club. It's going down. Meet me anywhere, I guarantee it's going down.
Oh, man, if y'all see how this nigga is really clowning the ass, though, you would be, like, really almost pissing on yourself.
Mm-mm-mm.
Your boy goes in. I mean, that is just, oh, man. Meet me at the gay club. It's going down. Oh, man. I got to stop before I kill myself, people. I got to stop before I kill myself.
Okay.
All right, y'all. Y'all already know what time it is. We're at the top of the hour, people. It's time to get into it, y'all. Let me get my motherfucking theme music going on. All right. There we go. It's time for the Nutty News of the Day, y'all. Sponsored to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com. Don't believe everything you hear and half of what you read. You know what I'm saying? And if I'm saying that wrong, bitch, flip it around. This is my theme song. Anybody want to purchase this theme song, please send it to SmellyDTR, live.com, PayPal only. Oh, shit, that's so funky. I want to go put on my motherfucking old shoes with the fish in the bottom of my motherfucking my belt with a big-ass peace sign on the front of my bell bottles and shit. You know what I'm saying? Flick out the afro, throw my diamond in the back with the sunroof top. Woo, woo. Jamming that song right there. Shit. All right, y'all. We is live. This is NuttyNewsToday.com. Coming all the way from 813 Trey 4. Y'all already know Tampa, Florida up in this biatch. And we is giving you news from around the world. And I do mean from around the world. And guess what, y'all? Guess who was at the top of the charts? Ding, 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 ding. We all the way up north, y'all. Yep, we in motherfucking Brooklyn. Shouts out to BK. But not for this shit here. Because why? And I bet you didn't hear about this sweet D-Love, did you?
Let me hear.
The motherfucking mother cuts the baby's throat.
Oh, damn.
Wow, I'm kind of scared to even motherfucking read that. Damn, is the world coming to you like that, y'all? What the hell? The Bible did say that. Motherfucking mother's going to start turning on the kids and fathers and all that shit. You see that now, but hey, it's mostly white folks, though. Y'all white folks getting out of hand now. Y'all just goddamn. First it was Columbine, then you're going to the, then they went to the goddamn, what the fuck is it, the people that don't fuck with nobody, Amish people, went and sprayed up the Amish church and shit. Like, goddamn, nigga, like, fuck it. Like, fuck bicycles, nigga. Come into technology. Like, damn, what kind of shit is that? All right, but anyways. Yeah, Brooklyn mother apparently upset when her baby wouldn't stop crying. Yeah. Slashed him across the throat and then plunged a knife into her own leg. Police said, yeah, cops took Tanika Johnson. Oh, God. Oh, and that Tanika, that's got to be a black. Oh,
you know,
I'm sorry.
Tanika,
you know.
Bad.
Yeah. Oh, God damn. It's coming down for us black people. First, yeah, I know y'all heard down here with a little boy talking about he was mad at his girlfriend. It wasn't even his child. Now, he drove down the motherfucking highway, interstate and threw the goddamn baby out the window. This is a young dude, under 20 years old, throwing another motherfucking man's child out the goddamn window. And then when they asked him why he did it, the nigga say it's a dirty game.
Oh,
all right. Well, yeah. Cops took Tanika Johnson, 29, into custody after responding to an early morning 911 call at her East Flatbush home. She was charged with attempted murder and criminal possession of a weapon.
So the baby didn't die?
Well, I guess not. Because if it's attempted, yeah, the baby didn't die.
Ooh.
Man, that's got to be some traumatic fucking shit to live through, boy.
Yeah.
You get older, I mean, you're going to start remembering that shit at 5 years old.
You know, it's because you're going to have flashbacks all the rest of your life.
You're going to probably hate knives, totally distrustful of women, you know what I'm saying? Because that's like a little nigga told me last night, I'm at the club, he say, you know, his mom and shit, his mom and daddy didn't give a fuck about them, you know, growing up. His mom used to steal from him and shit. And I guess she used to be on the shit, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, so when he got 15, that's when he kind of got on his own, started doing his own shit and was like, you know, mom, I'm, you know, I ain't fucking with you no more, you know, shit, you know what I'm saying? But then he's saying in the same token that his younger brother, you know what I'm saying, is like they don't have no tight relationship and, you know, he holding a grudge with the world and shit. I said, he ain't holding a grudge with the world. He holding a grudge with his motherfucking self because he don't want to let the shit go.
Mm-hmm.
You're 18 now. I mean, your parents, oh, yeah, they did something fucked up to you. Mm-hmm. Only thing you're supposed to do is take that as a life lesson and what I am not going to do when I get older and to my motherfucking children.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know? And I told him, I said, but he, I say one thing, you can talk to him. I said, but until he let that shit go for himself personally, he going to affect everybody around him. And either nobody going to want to be around him. And or he just, you know what I'm saying, and everybody gonna leave him alone. He just gonna, you know, soak in his own misery, or he gonna let that shit go to where it's supposed to go. You know what I'm saying? Let the Lord take care of that and continue living your life, cause it ain't got nothing to do with you. That has nothing to do with you. You know, when you get 18 and you get, or I ain't gonna say 18. When you get to a point that you can take care of your motherfucking self, cause there's been bitches out on their own since they was 10 and 11. So all you motherfuckers that's 18 and up talking about you can't take care of yourself, you bitches need to slap your motherfucking self and look at the motherfucking man and woman in the mirror.
That's right.
Because there's been other people that have been put in situations, you know what I'm saying, forcibly, and they just had to grow up quickly. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They grew up and they still here. You still, I know I can still bring motherfuckers on this phone and tell you that I've been raising myself since 11 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
you know what I'm saying?
I wasn't allowed. I was 16. I was in my own place at 16 years old. So, you know,
yeah.
Hey, we still here.
You know, man, still making it. You know what I'm saying? We all go through shit.
I ain't on the corner drinking the 40s. I'm in the house drinking them.
You know what I'm saying? Or on the corner doing anything else. You know what I'm saying? Blaming it on your parents. Yeah, I might have slanging ass because my mama,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, wouldn't
like
buy me no Cheerios. Like, what the? Now, all right, but.
I'm going to leave you all now because I got to go and take this stuff back.
Yeah. Go on
you
take back
that
your.
Too big dress back.
My full, let me take back my full size and
too
small.
Did you fit the boots, damn it?
Oh, yeah, the boots.
The boots.
Oh, okay. Damn.
Shit, let some work out for
you.
You
know what I'm saying? At least.
While you're drinking and thinking.
At least one of them, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, one of them. You get a hand clap for that, Ms. D. You get a hand. One. You got one out of three, y'all. One out of three. Everybody got to. You got to give it a. Look for the one out of three, you know what I'm saying? That ain't bad. That was like a lottery pick, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah,
that's for you, girl.
Oh,
y'all winner!
Oh, yes,
thank
you. Yeah, I need that.
Now, damn it.
That was.
Yeah, hopefully they got your correct size on that dress if it was hot.
You know, oh, the dress is hot. You know, it's something that I would surely want to travel with. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, that's,
yeah.
Hey. That, okay.
Yeah. Loving y'all and keep it and keep it. I gotta say, keep it nasty.
I love you and get the right size next time.
I'll do
it. Ask for assistance next time.
Yeah, I will. You know, but why I was thinking, you know, I was like, well, why the bitch, she knew that I was like, and all of that. Why she didn't say,
hell no, how the hell? Ma'am, do you know how many over the hill people we get coming in here every day? Yeah.
That's what I like.
You know what she was trying to do? She was trying to make the sale because she probably
was
like, okay, well, if they don't have her damn, you know, she like make the sale because if this motherfucker don't see her size, she going to say fuck the whole thing and she going to leave. Say you can come back later in a sober mind. Come back later, you know, get your right size.
Get your right size, you know what I'm saying?
Commission. She said, we working on commission in here. Shit. Make the sale.
We working like the government, bitch. We need ours now. Y'all take this credit card, bitch, and get y'all shit later, goddamn. We need it now. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's my cue right there. Here, this is my cue.
What the hell?
Uh-oh.
That's my ride. Okay, later.
All right. That's what's
all
about.
Right.
That's about sweet, sweet D love. Y'all pretty dope, man. And, yeah. All right. We still got Miss Just Last Night. Of course, my bodacious Miss Tasha Triple X, my co-host. You know what I'm saying? Holding it down. And doing real big. Let me take a little quick break and ask Miss Just Last Night, how was your day today?
My day was good. It started off a little late, but it's wonderful now. Y'all got me laughing and everything.
Yeah. Actually, I started out late. The show didn't start till 12:15. Shit, I woke up at 12:15.
Oh, right on time then.
I woke up at 12:15. Looked over. I'm like, nah, I woke up at 11. And then I was like, all right, that's too early. Like, I'll be back up now. Roll over at 12:15. I'm like, damn, now I'm late. Ain't nothing, motherfucker.
But you here, though. You here.
Hey, trying to do it right. Trying to do it right. All right, y'all, we're taking this thing over to Paris, man. We're going to go all the way across the world. And I mean the world. Well, yeah. Family arranges for Coffin's final pass at Dragaway. Okay. If Jerome Miller was watching somewhere, he would probably have been yelling, "Go faster!" Miller, 72, and an avid racing fan, died. His family arranged for Miller to have a final pass at Great Lakes Dragway in Paris, where he had raced for decades. It was his passion, said Miller's daughter, Michelle Cook. To honor that passion, the funeral procession left Piaski at whatever fucked up funeral home name, in Kenosha, mm-hmm. and headed to the drag strip. Well, that's cool. Shit, old man got buried in his motherfucking car, you know what I'm saying, with his guns, you know?
Right.
So, hey, you know, the other nigga got, had his weight standing up with sunglasses on and his hat chilling like he wasn't even dead. So, I know you heard about that.
I did. The Mexican man?
No.
They put him up in the dining room?
No, I couldn't even see no shit like that.
I saw that the mama had brought him home. He had on his little outfit and everything, and he was standing up in the corner in the dining room with his little hats on, his shades, everything, in the house.
That's a black dude.
5 days. No, this was a Puerto Rico. A Mexican.
What?
A Mexican, yes, a Mexican.
What?
And they said, that's how they do it. I was like, I would be so damn scared. I would never have another Thanksgiving at their house ever again.
Ain't no fucking way. Ooh.
Mm-mm.
Ooh.
It's crazy. That's
a
damn.
You do have to watch out for this. Yeah, this is over here in Polk County. Shouts out to Polk County. Yeah, we're in Lakeland, Florida, y'all, where a raccoon gang. Yeah, we got a lot of gangs down here, but this is the first one, y'all. A raccoon gang. Attack on a woman. Yeah. Okay.
The animal fights, you know.
Hey, I mean, what the fuck? The shirt tail gangs that came back and taking over and shit? Shirt tails. Hell no. All right. A Lakeland woman is recovering from serious injuries in the hospital after sheriff's investigators say she was gang attacked by 5 raccoons. And they ain't want no pussy, though.
Mm-mm.
I guess that would have been too embarrassing to say, yeah, one of them raped her.
Right.
Take that. I'm like, what the fuck? What the fuck? You got 2 raccoons. Hold the legs down, man. Hold the legs down. You get an arm.
Right.
I got it.
You're like, how big was the damn raccoon?
Fuck.
Damn.
Folk County Sheriff Grady Judge says 74-year-old Gretchen Whitted was trying to shoo the animals away from her front door when they suddenly attacked. Damn. When she fell down, they enveloped her. And said Sheriff Judd in a news conference to warn the public of the aggressive raccoons. Bitch, if you do what the hell we do and get the BB gun and shoot them motherfuckers, your ass wouldn't have been in it. You don't shoot. Man, if you ever seen a raccoon big now, them motherfuckers is big. They look like little mini dogs. Some of them bitches get, like, you know what I'm saying, the size of a baby dog down here. So, I mean, yeah, that's possible. But, I mean, she should have known. You know, come on now. That ain't your first time dealing with no. You 72 years old. You live in Lakeland. You live in surrounded by a wooded area. I mean, what the fuck you think finna come out in the woods? Wildlife. Duh. And raccoons is because they smell your trash and shit. You know what I'm saying? Hell, you probably had trash on your front porch or something. That's why they're on your front porch. Duh. That's like bears. You know what I'm saying? If you got food around, what bears going to do? Oh, shit. Damn, just last night I hung up that quick. I got your back, girl. Damn, what happened?
I got dropped.
talking to myself and shit. I mean, they talking to myself. I said all kind of dirty things to you, you know? No, I was all right, y'all. We taking this thing up to Easy Riders home territory. Yeah, we up in Pennsylvania. Ain't that Pittsburgh? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we in Allentown though. We in Allentown. We ain't in Pittsburgh. We're I don't know how the hell this happened, but yeah, a woman was mauled to death by her pet bear. Okay,
her pet.
People. We're going in on this one. Yeah. Authorities in northeastern Pennsylvania say a woman was killed by her pet black bear as she cleaned its cage. Yeah. State police say 37-year-old Kellyanne Walsh was mauled to death Sunday evening by the 350-pound bear. Yeah. A state game spokesman says Walsh kept the bear inside a steel and concrete cage near her house about 20 miles northeast of Allentown. Bitch, we don't want to be in captivity. The hell kind of shit is that? You going the damn bear can look at his home and shit. You got him outside looking at the woods where he come from and shit. And you don't think this motherfucker is mad. I can't wait till this bitch bring her dumb ass in here. I'm going to tell her ass up. Got me locked up. My homie's over there smoking and drinking in the woods and shit. I'm over here looking like a damn circus act or something. What kind of shit is that? Oh, man. All right, well, now she gone again. But just last night, you know, girl, I know you hear in spirit, girl. You hear in spirit. All right. We taking this thing up to Miss Juicy's land. Shouts out to Ohio and all my Ohio hoes up there. You know what I'm saying? That'd be all the nigga to get off the plane. Ohio. No, man, I mean, I'm in Ohio. Yeah. Yeah. And I was just saying hi. All right, y'all, where mother's ashes are found in a scrapyard. Yep, this is in Ohio. Howard Reese doesn't recall exactly when his van broke down, but what he does remember is the van was missing one day from the parking lot of a Taylor, Michigan business where he had left it. And missing with it was the small marble urn that houses mother's ashes. Okay, I sort of put it back there so she could ride with me. Oh, what the hell kind of shit is that? Bitch, ashes go on a mantle. If you do keep them, I mean, I ain't keeping your ashes. I'm sorry, I love my mama. I ain't keeping no motherfucking ashes. Bitch, if your ass get burnt up in a fire, I'm not finna go in the house and try to collect where your motherfucking ass has been burnt to a crisp and shit. And I ain't finna have nobody burn your ass to a crisp and shit. Hell to the nah. Get your ass in the ground. Anyways. I sort of put it back there so she could ride with me. It was in the back of the van so that everywhere I go, she's with me. Man, listen, people, live and let the fuck go. All right. Damn. Said Mr. Reese, 60 of Detroit. And, everybody has their own reasons. And that was my reason. Bitch, you crazy. Oh, ain't no damn fruity ass reason like that. You fucking fruitcake. Not damn fruitcake. Hell, what kind of shit is that? Yeah, fruity motherfucker. All right, yeah, that's a fruitcake-ism. Welcoming back. Yeah, Miss Just Last Night. And Goofy Bone is up in the motherfucking building. Straight Loc Records, Trilateral Commission, Trilateral Radio. Try everything out there, man. Get your ass boned. Yeah.
Oh, man. Smelly.
Oh.
Man. I apologize for missing most of the show. I had a wild night, and you know I got to work out every morning, so I'm motherfucking running late.
Hey, brother.
Excuse me.
Hey,
is that just last night?
Hey, brother.
Hey, Goofy, honey.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
I'm sorry. If somebody said that to you that way, it is no way you can fucking get mad. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Come on. That shit there is just too comedic. I'm sorry. That shit.
I like
hold on, people. Hold on.
Ah. Yeah. Tasha was like, no, you didn't call me that. No, I didn't call you that. I was saying. Yeah. I was just saying. I was just saying right now, you was fitting in the picture of. All right, people. I know all y'all on the line, so y'all already know we got a couple more. We got a couple of more. Right?
But wait, Sally. Well, you said you be like Ohio ho. Now you know I'm from Ohio.
Oh, you is? You originally? Ohio. I mean Ohio. Y'all man. Yeah. All right. Yeah, like where you from, Ohio? Ohio. What you say? Oh, no, I was just saying Ohio. Yeah, that's a nice state. Yeah, I like that place. Oh, man, that's real. Shouts out to all my Ohioans. Yeah, I guess that's what y'all call them, Ohioans. You know,
right,
that's
Ohio.
What time it is. Yeah, what part you from?
Cleveland.
Oh, I don't know why the hell am I asking that. Slap yourself. Where my slap button at? I ain't got a slap button. I can... What a boink, boink, like a boink machine. I have to get that later on, y'all. That's coming up. New sound effects coming up for all that. All right, y'all. We finna go and visit. Hold on. Before I go and visit, because we're going to Springfield, y'all. So since we're going to Springfield, you already know I got to make a call Moe's Tavern and shit. Hold on. I got to call Moe since we're here. Yeah, we're in Springfield, y'all. Springfield, Illinois.
Yeah, just a sec. I'll check. Amanda Huggenkiss? Hey, I'm looking for Amanda Huggenkiss. Why can't I find Amanda Huggenkiss?
Maybe your standards are too high.
You SOB. If I ever find out who you are, I'm going to shove a sausage down your throat and stick starving dogs in your butt.
Damn. And stick starving dogs in your butt. Wow. That's some pain.
Okay, I'm back, people.
Oh, man. All right, check it out, man. Got
Gay Rappers
more.
Monday?
Yeah, man, we're exposing the gay rappers, man. If you I'll have to drop the links on your show, but, yeah.
Wait a minute. My best friend, Jay Wills from the Mills, should be nominated.
I forgot. Damn, Milwaukee do got three gay rappers. Hold on, people. I forgot. Damn. Well, y'all already know. I'm going to have to put y'all on hold because I forgot. We got our own BTR gay rappers.
Yeah.
I fucking forgot. Damn, Goofy, you's a fucking man, dog. I got to take a break in the news,
Milwaukee
y'all.
Milwaukee kinfolk. Milwaukee kinfolk, man. I thought you knew, man.
Yeah. This is my gay side of the rapping family. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, the gay side of the rapping family. So, yeah, I got to hold on, man. I got to go roll the blunt anyway. We're coming back after this this new hit single from the Gay Mill Nation. I forgot what they call themselves, the Gay-alators, Gay-annihilators, some shit like that. Gay-annihilators, mount up. Yeah, they really mounting up. they ain't jumping on horses' backs, though. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, in that scenario, somebody has to play the horse.
We don't want Miss P.I.G. I guess that's what the dog there for, too. No J. Will in the building. Y'all can't fuck him. He's for me. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. Did I really say that? Yes, I did.
Shout out to my Milwaukee kinfolk.
Oh, here we go.
Losers of the losers.
Oh, not role model. Not role model. Keep trying. I'm bad at role one star. Well, we ain't no motherfucking role models either. If y'all looking up to us as role models, motherfuck y'all. I'm a Wrecking the Game radio show host, and that's what I do. If all you other motherfucking gay-ass motherfuckers on BTR, especially Milwaukee's gayest owns, this is for y'all. Gay Rapper Monday, we right here in the building, y'all. Straight Low Records. You know what it do, man. Tell you fuck niggas. Goofy bone, I didn't see a gun, just a bitch near, yapping his gums, with clothes so poor, looking like a Goodwill, but you know the nigga, his name is Jay Wills, giving Milwaukee a very bad name, that should be hung in that cemetery, cause niggas like you ain't worth a penny, within the building and your bitch miss Piggy, looking like some jokes, looking like some clowns, trying to diss me, but you only made me laugh now, it's fucking funny looking at you scrawny niggas, my slingshot'll kill you, I don't need to pull no triggers, you niggas all so phony, which would be the fast ride, nigga go get a job for your homicide, keep trying, I don't think they get it, giving Milwaukee a very bad name, you try to diss me, boy you're going insane, nobody gives a damn about you broke ass niggas, you from Northern Cali where we play with triggers, you try to rap, but who understood you, your lyrics are weak just like you fool, Jay Wills in the building and Miss P.I.G. Y'all can suck my B.O.N.E. What the fuck is in the building? A scrawny nappy head nigga, now it's time to hurt feelings. Smoking on weed, trying to be cool. Bitch, I'll slap you, cause you a hoe too. A tiny little nigga trying to disrespect. Just one more nigga I gotta put in check. With my blue and white stripe on, looking like a zebra. Don't you know I'm a lion and I'll fucking eat ya. Niggas in the struggle better step up their game. You niggas also broke, I didn't see a gold. Claiming Milwaukee, but you small like a jockey. In your bucket ass ride, nigga, come and stop me. You want a war? Nigga, you got it. Get your bitch ass up out the closet. And step up to me like a real man. And when you fall, you're out the building, man. Claiming Milwaukee, a very bad man. You try to ditch me, boy, you're going insane. Nobody gives a damn about you broke ass niggas. You from Northern Cali where we play with triggering. You try to rap, but who understood you? Your lyrics are weak, just like you fool, Jay Wills in the building and Miss P.I.G. Y'all can suck my B.O.N.E. And last but not least, we got a fat hoe. They call her Miss P.I.G. just to let you know. Bitch is hungry, she ate all the donuts, but she stinks, smelling like cold nuts. With a dirty ass shirt she be wearing, and with that dog, bitch, who you scaring? I hope it's not me, cause I carry a gun. Step up with the mud and trick, you'll be done. Just one more fat bitch dead on the street. I had to handle my beat because it's so sweet. Having junior high kids clown on me, but they're crowning themselves a little wannabe. Jay Wills in the building and Miss P.I.G. Y'all motherfuckers just don't get it. Motherfuckers learn how to rap if you're gonna fucking attack somebody. Giving Milwaukee a very bad name. You try to diss me, boy, you're going insane. Nobody gives a damn about you broke ass niggas. You from Northern Cali where we play with triggering. You try to rap, but who understood you? Your lyrics are weak just like you fool. Jay Wills in the building and Miss P.I.G. Y'all can suck my B.O.N.E.
Precious diamond, daddy got a mean swag. He got long hair to drive big wheels, sitting working. He got a strong head on his shoulders. I like the way he work. He used to be a street king, but now he got his own soul. He's a great leader, and every dude wanna see him. And his name ring bells, be like Dave Chappelle. And every time he speaks, everybody pay attention. If we are army, you the number one lieutenant. I hope that you listen when I'm speaking my words. I just said a verb, I think his style is superb. And every time he look at me, he make me feel like, ooh, it must be a luxury for him to be around me. I like the way you kick your game, baby, use the cane. Yeah, you the false man, keep glue on your thing. Got a mean swag, yeah, I like his swag. Ooh, he got a mean swag, yeah, I like his swag. Ooh, he got a mean swag, yeah, I like his swag. Ooh, he got a mean swag, yeah, I like his swag. Yeah, he get it, he built houses. He stays shining like a precious diamond. Yeah, he got a mean swag. Yeah, he get it, he flip houses. He stay shining like a precious diamond. Yeah, he got a mean swag. He got long hair. He drive big wheels, sitting on the black and gold. Oh, he a house hustler, or what street guy. Cause pretty soon, police wanna rip that bag out. What a girl supposed to do? You wanna shine skin new. They even got them bounty hunters looking out for you. And oh, you came from home, police even tapped the phone. I wish they leave him alone, but I don't want no drama. Cause what you do is coming back, double karma. No, I ain't got no time to be coming to your court date. You locked up, you even missed that son's birthday. You always in the street, living with your homeboy. You don't always spend no time, all you want is going grind. But I want a real man, gon' respect my mind. Yeah, he get it, he built houses. He stay shining like a precious diamond. Yeah, he got a mean swag, he got long hair. He drive big wheels, sitting on the black and grill. Yeah, he get it, he built houses. He stay shining like a precious diamond. Yeah, he got a mean swag, he got long hair. He drive big wheels, sitting on the black and grill. He got a mean swag, yeah, I like his swag. Ooh, he got a mean swag, yeah, I like his swag. Ooh, he got a mean swag, yeah, I like his swag. Ooh, he got a mean swag, yeah, I like his swag.
That's real. It's going down just like that, y'all. Y'all is live in the building. You know what I'm saying? And we right here live on Wrecking the Game Radio. I got the most beautiful, one of the most beautiful ladies on BTR. Cause we got a lot of beautiful women on BTR. I gotta send shots out to y'all. So we got Miss just last night holding it down. You know what I'm saying? She's been holding down on the phone. And, you know, big ups to her. Definitely shouts out to Miss Tasha XXX over there in Australia. You know what I'm saying? And gotdro.com just popped off up in here, man. Make sure y'all checking them out. GOTDRO.com. Gotdro.com. And we got 186 Point Deuce in the building. And they got an exclusive interview with Angel Lola Love that's going down tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If y'all want to check that out, you know what I'm saying? She is a hottie, you know what I'm saying? She ain't got more ass than my artist, got Dro, nah. We already made that comparison. She fine, but she ain't got more ass than my artist. Yeah, booty meat. That's what I'm talking about, baby. Booty meat. Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Was y'all listening to that? Yeah, it's going down. Hold on, let me drop my link real quick. Yeah, this contest. We already had a contest, people. It was already settled. You know what I'm saying? Sadie J. We all the men looked at the asses and compared the asses, and the derrieres was much larger on Miss Janu. So, yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah. The booty meat contest?
Yeah, booty meat. It's the booty meat. It's the booty meat. Yeah, we having a booty meat jump off 2009, about to pop off. Oh, man. I don't know nothing about no motherfucking measurements. Big, goddammit. Shit. Oh, I know big ass. Kind of big ass and big ass, and then you get into Cherokee and Buffy body ass, and that's like, whoa. I mean... Mm-hmm. That, whoa, 52 inches worth of ass? Something, god damn. That's a lot of ass. I'm sorry. I'm 100, shit, 52 pounds, 5'11". I can probably handle you, but I ain't the type of nigga that like to get throwed up in there. So, Yeah, all that picking me up and shit, and you know what I'm saying, handling it to me, nah, that ain't sexy to me. I ain't, nah, fuck that. I'd be damned if a woman pick me up and be taking my shit. Give me that dick, nigga. Take that. Goddamn, girl, what? I'm supposed to be fucking you.
Okay.
I'm fucking you. You fucking me like Grace Jones and shit. What the hell going on? Damn. Grace? Jesus,
that's
woman.
That's some good shit. That's
straight,
some good shit right there.
Like Conan a nigga. Like I'm a midget or something. Like bow, bow, bow. Like damn. Popping me up in there and shit. Woo. Where smell at? Where smell at? There you go. Bow. Oh, all right.
She catch you though.
Yeah, you already know. Before we get back into the last little bit of nutty news, man, I got to let y'all know. For all my beer drinkers out there, we got some new shit on the market.
There's a beer for everyone.
Hey, me and the guys are going out for a beer. You want
to
come along?
Nah, I got a lot of data to enter into the computer tonight.
Now there's a brew for the future.
Want me to bring you something back?
Thanks, but I got some right here.
Microsoft Brew.
You got a beer tap on your computer?
With a head so thick you can float a mouse on it.
Let me get this straight. You make your own beer with the computer?
With the right software, you can do anything.
Microsoft Brew.
Here, I call this one Windows 95.
I don't know, it leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
And if you got to get there quicker, try the new ISDN malt liquor.
Hey, that's real. All my motherfucking true alcoholics out there, man. Y'all can't get to the goddamn liquor store, you know what I'm saying? Make that bitch right on your computer. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man, I killed myself with that shit. All right, y'all. We is in Springfield, Illinois, where a treasure hunt halted as possible prey. Bitch, duh. Who the hell, what pirate steal motherfucker looking for army gold? What kind of shit is that? Bitch, man, go buy your boxing looking charms, motherfucker. What the hell? All right. Well, an Illinois woman who set out on a treasure hunt for buried gold coins after finding a cryptic note in an antique rocking chair may have been the victim of a prolific prankster who died more than 30 years ago. Damn. Okay. Patty Hinkin recently tore up a vacant lot where a typewritten note signed by Chauncey Wolcott, found in an old chair she bought at auction, suggested she would find $250 in U.S. gold coins. An Iowa woman who read news accounts of the hunt said she knows Wolcott's true identity, John J. Slavin, a notorious practical joker and coin collector who often used a typewriter in his pranks. Damn! That's a hell of a joke. That bitch lasted over 30 years. Damn. I know I probably would have been there too. Shit, you find some shit in an old ass chair. Oh, yeah, came up, nigga. Look at this shit, dog. We don't even know what the fuck to do with no gold coins and shit. Nigga, that's $250. That's all we see. $250. Right. Don't know no value of no motherfucking gold coins and shit. That could be $250,000. Like, fuck that, bitch. They gold coins. I don't know nothing about this shit. Let's go get them anyway. It's free. It's free. You know what I'm saying? That's real, man. Hey, we over here in Tennessee, y'all. Shouts out to all my Nashville people because, a baby snatch victim loses kids to state custody. What the hell? The headlines really fuck you up. You know what I'm saying? The headlines really just bring you in there, just like, hit you in the gut, make you look. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Well, a mother whose newborn was kidnapped by a knife-wielding woman posing as an immigration agent was briefly reunited with her baby, then saw him and her three other children taken from her and put into state custody. Damn.
That's crazy.
Rob Johnson, a spokesman for the Tennessee Department of Children's Services, said the children were taken from their mother, Maria Garola, purely for safety reasons, though he would not detail why the state deemed they were in danger. Damn, but immigration took her goddamn baby.
Right.
From the get-go,
though. The fake immigration. Wow.
And then y'all back and she see her kids briefly, and then y'all take him and her other three kids. She had four kids, took all of them. Damn, boy, Tennessee, y'all, whoa. Y'all like, whoa.
They raw.
Damn. Damn, I ain't never heard my mother stealing kids and then stealing kids back. Like, damn.
Right.
What kind of shit is that? Oh, we got Miss Quiet Storm up in the building. Shouts out Miss Quiet Storm, you know what I'm saying? I'd be the wise one. Yeah, you already know. Going down real big. And we're going to take this thing to Allentown, right back to Pennsylvania. Y'all got a lot of drama popping off in Allentown, people. What's going on? Where a 72-year-old bank teller kicks out robber. Well, damn, you go ahead. It's been a lot of shit. Old folks been stepping up in the news lately.
They sick of this bull, that's why.
You know, old people.
Been, tripping.
Hey, somebody else, who was that? No, that was I think that was the woman, the old woman that came into the bank. It been robbed two banks with just a note. Tell it, boy, old people coming up, boy, they like, fuck it, I'm about to die, I got to go ahead and go out with a bang, goddammit, or whatever they thinking, I don't know. But a feisty septuagenarian, what the fuck is that?
I've never heard of that.
What the hell? All right, Wikipedia, people. And I don't know what the hell is up. Well, I ain't even finna try to go there. Hold on, y'all. I'll give y'all a definition in a second. I don't know what the fuck that is. It's education everywhere we go. Septuagenarian. Definition of means. Blank screen. Come on, free dictionary. All right. A septuagenarian. What's the breakdown? Septuagenarian. Septuagenarian. A person who is 70 years old or between the ages of 70 and 80.
Why did you just say damn?
Yeah, an old person.
An old person.
God damn, y'all going all that? That big stupid ass word. Someone whose age is in the 70s, an elderly person. You said that big-ass Spanish word for old. Old people don't even say that long-ass word for old. Boy. All right.
I'm a septuagenarian. Oh, shit.
Trying to make the shit sound good. You know what I'm saying? Girl, you ain't old. You just a septuagenarian. Oh, thank you, baby. Thank you, baby. She don't even know. She don't even know. Just let it go. Just let it go. Damn. All right. Well, a feisty septuagenarian bank teller gave a would-be bank robber a piece of her mind, but no money. Yeah, when he held up a Wachovia branch in Allentown, police said. Teller, Helen Ruth, I wonder if that's her name. Well, they just said, okay. I guess she's the teller's name is Helen Ruth, 78. And she was at the counter of the bank when a man walked in and handed her a plastic bag and a note demanding she fill the bag with money. With that, the teller told him to get out and said to the police, and the chastened wannabe turned and ran out empty-handed except for the plastic bag and note. Man, you had to be a fucking kid, man. You trying to rob your grandma and shit. Grandma, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do it. I'll see you at home, grandma. I'm sorry. I'll pick another bank. You know, rob this damn grandma bank. You know what I'm saying?
Thought I didn't know they let you work when you're 78. I really
didn't either. Handling cash. Handling cash.
You count shit wrong.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought he was cashing a $28 check, and I gave him $28,000. My bad. I got the comma off. I thought that was a comma and not a period. Grandma, it was only two zeros on the motherfucker anyways. Where did you still see $28,000 at? I mean, not even $2,800. You went to $28,000. Not $280. You went to $28,000. You know, you didn't even call the motherfucking bank president to authorize this shit. You just said, fuck it, and just handed the money over. Well, I thought he needed it. He said his bills was overdue. Ma'am, did you take your A to Z today? Did you take your A to Z? Yeah. Geritol, ma'am, did you take your Geritol? this damn affirmative action elderly person bullshit. We know we're supposed to have the ass watching in the door like security.
Right.
You got security in a wheelchair and shit. Like, what the fuck you going to do? Roll over me and shit? Like,
yeah, he can roll fast.
Throw your cane at me if I run out the door and shit. Like, what? You got Bengay spread across the ground to make a robber slip and shit. You know what I'm saying? Can't even run out. You know what I'm saying? How did you foil them? Oh, I just put some of my Bengay down and they slipped on it. And then I rolled over the ankle with my wheelchair and they just stayed. I don't know, officer. I'm a hero. Shit.
Right.
The 78-year-old
hero.
What the fuck? Wow. All right. Your money says... Copenhagen trip wasn't cheap though. Yeah, Washington D.C. taxpayers, which I don't pay taxes. I mean, I do, y'all.
Right, I wink, wink.
Wink, wink. I pay them in spirit. You know what I'm saying? like I'm with y'all right now in the spirit. Yeah. Taxpayers shelled out probably $1 million or more for the president, his wife, and others to fly to Copenhagen and back to woo members of the International Olympic Committee. The president's 14-hour trip to Copenhagen and back cost about $790,000 to $1.4 million. However, presidential travel requires additional spending, especially for security personnel and equipment, smokes, beer, fuck off at the mall. I'm sorry, I had to throw some of that in there. Also, First Lady Michelle Obama and some administrative officials traveled to Copenhagen at public expense ahead of president. Let me tell you motherfuckers something. If you put me in the goddamn presidential motherfucking seat, bitch, I am traveling the world. Not the world. Motherfucker, I'm going to be all over this something, bitch. You're going to be like, damn, the president is in Bucharest for no apparent reason. Bitch, what? I'm over here. I'm healing foreign relations, goddamn it. And how you doing that sitting at the damn 6-star hotel and shit, smoking and chilling out with the family while they're in the pool? Bitch, that's called relaxation. I'm the president. Shit. Damn that. But, yeah, that's what they're trying to say, y'all. Like they wasting your money. Palin was the first, goddammit, to waste all of Alaska's money. Then she got into the damn presidential race and came over here and wasted half of the damn taxpayers' money. So who the fuck cares?
Right.
Exactly. Exactly. But now there's a nigga in there. All the niggas were spending money. The niggas were spending money. Motherfuck y'all, man. And we got 90 seconds, so I'm going to have to read this last one, y'all. Dancing with the Stars judge stones a chicken to death. Yep. Shouts out to Lola. We're in New Zealand, y'all. We're... Baby boy Dancing with the Stars judge Brendan Cole has caused international outrage by stoning a chicken to death on a TV NZ reality show. He initially used a catapult to stone the chicken from 2 meters away but missed. So he chased the bird through the bush. He eventually cornered the chicken against the walls of a hut. Cole wrung its neck and beat it with a stick before asking, "Is it dead yet?" as it hang limply in his hands. That is the nutty news around the world, people. Yeah. So I got to say shouts out to Miss Tasha Triple X, you know what I'm saying? Miss Quiet Storm for coming through. And definitely Miss Just Last Night. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't Keith Sweat. I have to go ahead and screech it out if I got to, goddammit. You know, fuck Keith Sweat, that old lying ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? This is what I say to Keith. You son of a bitch, you. You mother in. Hurry up.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
You know what I'm saying? and all I can say to him is, get damn.
Fuck him! He's an asshole!
You know what I'm saying? That's real. So, we was out of the building, people. Miss Just Last Night, you know, of course, we are taking this thing over to 186-point Deuce and probably live on Tiny Chat. And, you know what I'm saying, when the Tiny Chat get up and going in. Thank you very much for coming through the show, Wrecking the Game Radio, Smelly Radio on your BTR dial. and like we do about this time. We get the fuck up out of here.
See ya.
And we just headed out, y'all. Peace out. Peace, love, and hair grease happiness and all the other good funny shit. I'll see y'all on the show tomorrow. Peace.